It all goes together. That's why we look at the gospel. Am I making sense? Am I provoking any questions? Y'all all right? Okay. He became wisdom for us from God. Jesus did. Watch this. Righteousness. You'd be amazed if you do a little word study on righteousness and healing and how they connect. What makes you righteous in the sight of God is the forgiveness of sins. So if God sees you as right in His sight, He sees you as if you've never sinned. If God would see sin, how could you be right? How much sin does the blood of Jesus cover? See how emphatic you answered that? Well, then I guess sin's not the issue then. Because it's forgiven and it's going. So I guess all that's left is righteousness. I guess if He cleanses me of all unrighteousness, then what's left is righteousness. If He's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness, all I can be is right. That's God's choice. To wash me and see me as if I've never eaten the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's incredible. You follow me? So the ability to stand right before God, watch this. Hebrews, now let's go to 1 Peter 2. I'm just quoting it for you. You can jot it down if you're taking notes. 1 Peter 2, the end of the chapter, says that Jesus bore our sin in His body on a tree. That we, having now died to sin, that means sin consciousness, sin identity, sin confession, and sin-filled lives. Why? Because He came and showed us the blight that we were gods unto ourselves. We were living our own lives. We were bound by selfishness, every one of us. And it wasn't our created value. And He's saying, repent, change your mind, lay down your life, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Why does He tell us the first thing we must do if we come to Him is deny